Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the power of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chain. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
So if you have your Bibles, please have them open at Ephesians chapter 6. I'm looking at the last bit of chapter 6 that talks about the armour of God, the shield and the breastplate and the helmet and the shoes that God gives us in the fight. Now remember in Ephesians, we've looked at Ephesians over the last few years, and we started out by chapter 1 that God had made Jesus our Saviour, and through Jesus, Paul tells us that God has redeemed us and saved us. He has brought us together in one family in church. And he talks about how we should submit to each other, how we should be part of one family. And then right at the end of chapter 6, he talks about the armour of God. And he says, verse 10 says, finally, so all of what Paul has said, he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. And Paul is telling us that we are going to be in a battle. He doesn't say you might have difficulties, you might have things go wrong. Paul assumes, and he's telling us, that the devil will attack us. Verse 11, 12. He doesn't say if the devil attacks, you do this. He says when the devil attacks. So Paul assumes it's really going to happen, and it's true. Some people these days will say, no, there isn't really a devil. There is just, things just happen. It's not really somebody against you. But Paul is very clear, the devil is a real personality and the devil is really attacking us. And Paul tells us to be strong in the Lord. Now that's great, because even if I have the best armor and the best shield and the best weapons and maybe even a gun that fires properly, I'm not very strong. And I'm not, none of us here are particularly strong or really athletic or really sort of able to fight physically. But Paul doesn't say, I've got to fight in my strength. Verse 10 says, Paul says, be strong in the power of the Lord. And we've sung this morning about Jesus came down. Jesus came to be God with us. Jesus came to live amongst us. So I don't have to worry about how strong I am, because Paul says, be strong in the power of the Lord. And while God has given us all these things to help us in the fight, the most important thing is that God is with us, and God is strengthening us, and God is helping us. So Paul says, be strong in the Lord, put on the whole armour. And he talks about the different bits of the armour. And what the different bits of the armor for? Sorry, first of all, he says, therefore, having put on the full armor of the God, he says, stand. When the devil attacks, stand against the devil's schemes. There we say, that's verse 11 there. He says, you can say you'll stand against the devil's schemes. And four times, Paul uses this word, stand. Verse 11, stand against the devil's schemes. Verse 12, therefore, put on the full armor of God, that you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. And then verse 14, stand firm then with the belt of truth. And so the idea is the devil's going to come against us, the devil attacking us, and we see that in our lives personally, we know it in our families, in our church this last year, we've seen the devil attacking. But Paul says we need to stand. Whatever the devil does, stand and stand firm. So we're there to be as a soldier, not so much going out attacking, but be able to stand on the defensive, putting up and pushing away all the attacks so that we stand firm. And then there is these six bits of the armour that Paul talks about. So first of all, I think, is the belt of truth. And as we said earlier, the belt goes round and we can use it to hang things on. It keeps our trousers up. It keeps our loose clothing together. Obviously, I've had too much Christmas pudding in the last week. I used to be able to wear this. But the belt is there. What does Paul mean by the belt of truth? Well, Paul says that everything we do as Christians should be bound up with truth. We shouldn't be trying to deceive people. We should be honest. We should be standing up for God's truth. These days, many people will tell you there is no truth. It's just whatever I want. There are so much lies around in society, in the world. People will say, well, that might be your truth, but that is my truth. I believe something different. Actually, Paul says, the Bible says, there is only one truth. Jesus is the truth, and that's what we are built on. So the belt holds us together. The belt lets us hang things on. The belt is sort of a foundation for everything else coming up. And so as Christians, we need to use God's truth. Make sure that everything we do, everything we think, everything we say is true. It's so easy to be led astray by things that aren't true. We have ideas coming into our head that are false, that lead us away. And Paul says, no, stick to the truth, stick to what God says, because that should be the foundation of all that we do. The belt of truth is one part of the armour of God. Then the second part is the breastplate of righteousness, or in my case, the breastplate of cobalt. But Paul says you have the breastplate of righteousness. You have this armour that goes over you and protects you. So in a real battle, if someone was wearing armour, was wearing a breastplate, it would protect them from being attacks on the body and the important organs in the chest, like the heart. And so the righteousness, breastplate of righteousness, is protecting us from being attacked in our heart. The Bible tells us that where our treasure is, there our heart is. And it's so easy for the devil to attack by coming in and giving us ideas. Maybe our treasure becomes fame or wealth or power. We want to have a new house, a new car, a nice holiday. We get attracted by other things. But Paul says no. The Bible says no. Where your treasure is, your heart is. And our hearts should be fixed on Jesus, or fixed on what God does. And so the breastplate of righteousness protects our heart, protects what we're striving after, what we're looking for. And notice it's called the breastplate of righteousness. And the amazing thing is, it's not about my righteousness. It doesn't matter about me being right, because each of us, we are sinners. We're not righteous. There's a hymn we sing sometimes that has the line that says, not for my righteousness, because I have none, but his. And it's the breastplate of Jesus' righteousness. Jesus came down, born at Bethlehem. Jesus lived his life. And at the end of his life, he gave his life to die on a cross. Jesus was holy, pure, and righteous. And because he gave his life for my sin, for our sin, Jesus' righteousness makes us right with God. So the breastplate is not because of I've done anything right, but because of what Jesus has done for me. Jesus has given me his righteousness, and God looks at me like that from that point of view. And then the next thing that Paul talks about are the shoes. And we said, these are my walking shoes. I wear these when I'm going out for a walk because they've got good, solid foundation, good, solid soles, good grip, and a sort of fairly tough up there, which is reasonably resistant to mud and rain. And when I've got good shoes on, that helps me to stand and to walk. So if I'm walking on in rough set, if I go up into the hills, into the mountains, and it's rocky or the path is loose, good shoes help me stand and give me a firm grip. If I need to walk, they'll help me over the rough ground. And if you're going out into water, I love to walk in the hills and the mountains. If you are doing mountain walking, you need to have the right shoes on, good shoes that do that. And Paul says, stand in the shoes, the readiness of the gospel. The gospel helps us to stand, keeps us firm. Remember, Paul used four times, he said, stand. Stand against what the devil is doing. He says, stand, don't let it push. And if I've got a good pair of shoes on, I can stand firm. No matter what's coming at me, what's being pushed at me, the wind and the rain, or someone coming against me, I can stand firm with the right shoes on. And Paul talks about the gospel. And the gospel is the news that Jesus came and died for our sins, and Jesus made us right with God. And sometimes the devil fights against us and says, you're not really saved, you're not really right. Another hymn we sing has the words, when Satan tempts me to despair and tells me of the guilt within, when Satan points out how awfully bad and sinful and wicked I am, and Satan wants me to feel despair about that, I say, no, it's not about me, it's about Jesus. Upward I look, the hymn goes, upward I look and see him there who put an end to all my sin. The gospel is that Jesus came and died for our sin and made us right with God. And if I'm secure in that knowledge of the gospel, I can stand firm against the attacks of the devil. So we've got the belt, we've got the shoes, we've got the breastplate, all things that you put on, things that you would wear. Imagine a soldier, and we're on a campaign, and there's no one actually attacking at the moment, so we're just having a little bit of a rest, but you keep your shoes on, you keep your belt on, you keep your breastplate on in readiness. But then when the attack comes, we need more. We pick up more things to defend as the attack actually happens. And the first thing you might grab and pick up would be the shield. And so Paul talks about the shield of faith. And the shield is there, so if somebody is coming at me, I can use the shield to block them. If somebody is firing things at me, the phrase Paul uses, you can use the shield to put out the fiery darts of the devil. The devil is firing, devil is seeking to attack us all the time. And Paul uses this analogy of the fiery darts the devil sends at us. And the shield, in Paul's idea, in Romans days, it would be a big shield, it'd be about that high and so wide, huge, heavy shield with a metal surface on it, so that when the fiery arrows came at it, the metal surface would just knock the arrows down and they wouldn't come through and hit the soldier. And so the shield of faith allows us to stand against what the devil is throwing at us. We can stand firm because the shoes of the gospel give us that sure foundation to stand on, but our faith helps us. So when the devil is fighting us, the devil is coming at us, we can say, no, I know, as Jesus, as one of the prophets wrote, I know who I have believed, and he will keep me. I know who I'm trusting in. I'm trusting in Jesus. I have faith in Jesus. It's not faith in me. It's not faith in how good my shield is. It's not faith how good my shoes are. It's faith in Jesus and what Jesus has done. And our faith, if we can hang on to our faith, because we know Jesus is our Saviour, because we know God is true and strong and will keep us, then that faith will protect us against what the devil is throwing at us. So more pieces of armour that help us to protect against the devil. And then the helmet. So the helmet of salvation, Paul talks about. And as we said, the helmet protects the head, and if I'm in a dangerous situation, a thing might be coming at me, falling at me, then the helmet will protect me from them hitting my head, because obviously the head is a really important part, and we need to protect that. And if this was a soldier's helmet, there'd probably be armour down the sides as well, maybe in the front, to protect the sides of the head and the face. I hadn't got a soldier's helmet at home, so I just picked up this work helmet. The helmet of salvation. The salvation is purely that Jesus has saved us. Jesus died for our sins. He paid the price of our sin and put us right with God. And if we are trusting Jesus, we are saved. And nothing the devil can do can change that. I can hang on to, in my head, I can know for sure that Jesus has saved me, that I am safe, and I will spend one day in heaven with Jesus. I can be safe because of that knowledge. And if I know that, the devil can't get through. And though he tries to pick away at that and say, you're not really saved, or it's not really enough, you've got to do more. When the devil attacks us, the helmet of salvation, that knowledge of what Jesus has done, the devil can't do anything that changes that. It's a fact. It's true. It can protect me and keep me safe. We're there. And then the last piece Paul talks about is the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And the sword lets us strike back at the enemy. So everything else so far has been defensive. It's about putting off what the enemy can do to us, about putting away the attacks, about being safe and strong with that. The sword lets us strike back. Sometimes we might use a sword to parry the blows, to keep the enemy away, but it also lets us push back. So how can the sword, which Paul says, the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, how is the Word of God like a sword? Well, various ways. The Bible tells us that the Scripture, God's sword, is God's Word, is like a two-edged sword that pierces. The words of the Bible, the words of Scripture, talk about every situation we come across. They talk about what's in us, what's going on. They cut through to the meat of it. We talked earlier about truth and lies. the word of God, the scripture, is true. And there we can see. So anything the Bible tells us, we know is true and will let us follow God's word. The scripture also helps us resist the devil. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, when the devil came and attacked Jesus in the wilderness and he tempted him three times to do things that he shouldn't do, every time Jesus replied by quoting scripture. So when the devil is trying to lead Jesus away, Jesus said, no, I mustn't do that because the Bible says this. And often for us, when the devil is attacking him, we're tempted to do things that aren't right or led astray, then we can think of scripture that will tell us, no, I shouldn't do that because the Bible says this. So scripture helps us to withstand the attacks of the devil. So all these six things, Paul says, are part of the armor that God gives us to help us stand against the devil's attacks. And Paul says, devil will attack you. So be prepared for it, be ready, be stand firm with the armor that God gives us. And there are six things there, and Paul says, take all of it. Don't decide you're going to have the shield and maybe the shoes, but I won't bother with the helmet or the sword, or maybe I'll have the sword, but I won't bother with any armor. Paul says, no, take the whole armor of God, all of it. And we need to remember that we're not just out to fight with just one or two things, but God gives us the whole of the armor that Paul describes, and we should be using all of it. We can think a bit wider. The whole of the Bible is there for us to use, and God gives us all of that. Paul says, then, take on the whole armor. And having taken on the whole armor, having put on all each piece, Paul says, stand firm against the devil. So as we go ahead, if we look back at the year that's passed, and we look at the year that's coming forward to us, we know that the devil will attack us. Paul tells us the devil will come against us. But we can thank God that we have been given these things, this armour of the Lord, to protect us, to help us to stand against what the devil throws at us. The shield, the sword, the breastplate, the shoes, they're all there to help us stand. And it's vital that we learn to use these to understand what Paul means by faith, by righteousness, by shoes of the readiness of the gospel. Understand what each of those mean, that we can stand against what the devil throws at us. And because we're doing it, as Paul says in verse 10, we're doing it in God's strength. Paul says, stand in the power of the Lord. We are standing with God's weapons, we are standing in God's power, and we stand that way. And that way we glorify God and give God the glory for what he's done for us. So let's remember that as we go ahead, that God has given this armor of God to stand against the devil's attacks.